gone wild. You've called 773.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, as I was starting to say, you've called Psychics Gone Wild, 773-897-6461, but you don't know what to do. Good, you're in good company, neither do I. This is Jethro Smith, the promoter and the person who founded this wonderful group of Psychics Going Wild. A lot of you, this is the first time caller, sit back, relax. If you got a little bit of time, here's another number to call, 855-345-4710. Same number, same people. This is me and my wonderful friend who's internationally recognized intuitive medium psychic. She works in the fields of a lot of areas because she is wild and fun. Melissa Berman, where are you doing in California today?
Oh, hello, Jethro. Hi, everybody. Are we wild? Are we wild? I've been spring cleaning, and I got to tell you, it has been a real mess. It's a mess. It's a mess, and I'm a mess, and I'm excited to be here. I love myself for that. No.
And we love you for being here. I was like 19 seconds trying to get in, and I'm like, Melissa, I'm coming, and all of a sudden then I started to talk, and they went,
good.
Music.
Yeah.
We love it.
Flying around the room, you know, it's like when you release some of this energy, you think you've released it, I'm telling you, call in the heavy-duty guides because it's intense. So all you people that are doing spring cleaning, if you choose to, put yourself in a protective bubble before you do. There's too much wild stuff going on.
Well, and I had an individual telling me last week that they had worked with a lot of the work and knew that we were going to all be going to this level with the light workers. And they told me this. They said, you know, they go right off the bat, they named four of our strongest psychics. You were one of the psychics and mediums. They said, you know, she's a light worker and she's going to be right in it. Well, I'm thinking, okay. And as this week has went on, they put that mildly. They should have told us that we were going to be put to the push of they want – the guys want it all. They want us flowing, working completely in a complete working manner that's helping each and every individual. So I know a lot of you guys are going, what are you guys talking about? We're talking about getting out there helping individuals. If you've had a reading by one of us from PsychicsGoneWild.com, let me know. I had somebody tell me yesterday that they were so distraught, the reading they had. And then after they explained to me, we don't have anybody here that does do the type of reading the person was looking for. And I was so laughing because, you know, my first reaction was I'm like, I thought the person was a little unwell. Then we found out the person had the right person they were complaining to me, but the wrong site, not one of ours, because we are the best. I just got to tell you, I had someone tell me tonight that they were at my class, and they said, you know, I listened to your show, and they go, I want to be like you. I want to be fast. I want to be crazy. I said, you got to take a lot of therapy, a lot of knocks on the head. Let them drop you on your head twice as a child. That's how I got my recipe.
And have a feedback
and be able to just meet wonderful people like this Melissa. She's just honoring. We're going to keep her anyway. We don't know why, because she's just a brat, but we love her. And if you guys come into the energy that's going here, that is what it's about. It's helping each other. You know, if you're doing the karma out there, do some nice gesture just to do it. I had someone tell me, you know, I'm not handing those people that money. There's people on the corners asking. There's people. Okay, you don't like somebody who's in need that's handling energy. Well, find some way to do something positive for someone, whether it's through the church, whether it's through an organization. There's many of organizations that help. Do something a little bit nice for somebody and just feel the good wealth of it, because that karma is what all of us are talking about when we're talking about working together or doing the other work. Melissa, tell them a little bit about how you, as an individual, you help work with individuals and help them find that part of themselves that they're looking for.
Meditation. Well, the first thing I was going to say, if you give to yourself first. It's not selfish. You have to protect and heal and don't neglect yourself. That's number one. Number two, this kind of work manifests in many different ways. You could just pick up a piece of litter on the sidewalk and you've done an incredible gift. You could help open a door for somebody and you've been an incredible gift. Don't go seeking, you know, I got to be noble, I got to do all this stuff. Somebody once told me that people get messiah complexes. That's not what we're talking about. We're also doing Underground Railroad work. I mean, some of us are in the heavy trenches, doing behind-the-scenes grid working and all that stuff, and that's a whole other conversation. But with a session, if you're drawn to having a session with myself, that is to give you tools to help you have a more empowered life and to, you know, bring things up that maybe you have questions about, that your guides want to share with you, and it's all done in a very safe and integrity-based situation. It's not to create woo-woo or to make people feel scared. It's to really give you tools to empower you. I don't believe, you know, that people are supposed to be those kind of people that are the hand holders or the, you know, not to negate what people's work could be. But I feel like, you know, we have to give people tools. What is it? Invite a person for dinner for fish, but go teach them how to fish as well. See, it's like we want to help you develop your own gifts, your own tools. So it doesn't mean those of us that do this work don't need assistance ourselves, because we do too.
And as vessels of it. Exactly, and the vessels. I want to thank all of you guys. I got to just say thank you for all the friends on Facebook and all the new ones. I'm so excited. Psychic Jethro, 11,828 likes and friends. Thank you guys. I'm so grateful.
They really like you.
And they really want them to like me too.
You're a likable guy.
So are you, and we love you too, Melissa. I've got a lot of writing here about questions we've got. Let's do a little bit of it. Let's talk to a couple of the ones here. Melissa, I have had a very good experience doing some seance work here. I live in, I think it's Alberta, and she's saying that she has worked with some friends for quite a few years who are teaching her how to raise the energy and to be able to speak with her spirit, connecting with those who have passed and working with this, empowering herself with this ability. Now she's reached a point, she has been working on this for the last couple of years to be able to make contact with her mom. Her mom passed away almost 3 years ago, and she's to the point now where she feels that she's also ready to really contact with her mom and work with it. Melissa, is there any advice or any guidance you give me before I do this Friday night?
So this means this is going to take place at the seance. Do I have this clear? Do I have this correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
You're correct.
You want to maybe do some prayer work before, or whatever your truth is, you know, meditating work before you get to the seance. You want to keep that seance in the highest protected light. You want to keep only ask for the purest of guidance to come through. If your mom's ready to come in that environment, she will. If not, you want to work with your mom separately and in dream state, ask her to come to you, ask her to send you signs that you're giving her permission, her guides and angels, your guides and angels, God's permission to bring this forth. You're definitely in tune with it. She definitely wants to work with you. She may be a little gun-shy, a little bit shy about appearing at a seance because that's not her cup of tea. So if she doesn't have a big, giant message for you or there isn't a whole lot going on at that seance, don't be disappointed. It's that you are being directed in a different, you're being guided and directed in a different direction so that you can have a special connection with her that's not so public. And I know you trust your friends, and this is not to make that into anything that's nothing but special. It's just what your mom needs may be different than what you need right now, and it doesn't mean you can't connect, because you are going to. You already are connecting with her. It's just you want a different form of it, and we'll see how that evolves. Don't be afraid, and don't be afraid of any of it. Just prepare for everything.
And those of you tuning in, this is Jethro Smith and Melissa Berman. If you're in the room, you can also click on that HTTP link. I just put there, psychicsgonewild.com/Melissa I can't speak tonight. It's one of those things that looks like a minus sign Berman. If you look on that link, click on it, you'll get Melissa Berman and all about her. She's phenomenal. She's here tonight. We've got a couple of you guys going to get to talk to her on the phone and get a reading. We encourage all of you guys tonight to have the fun, be wild, and enjoy the fact that you got in to talk to us. We have a large group. We will be reading this evening for the hour. And what I want to tease up, someone asked me, why are you guys doing the conversations more? You used to just read. Well, we want you to know us. I mean, I couldn't expect you to buy a psychic at a pig poke. I want you to go and buy the psychic you know, so you get to know them. You know, you're not going to say, okay, Jethro, you're a little bit of Shetlands, and I think you're a little bit of ham on the side. You're going to say, no, Jethro, you're actually the side pork and the beef in my life. I want you to take food with me.
This is like the healthy snack of the day, healthy snack of the week.
No, man. A healthy one. How about what I had? I think this is healthy. They're raspberry cooked chips, and they're done with oatmeal, very nicely done with a little bit of cranberries put in there with little dried raspberries. I cooked them, then I did chocolate chip, and then I added white chocolate pieces at the end.
Yeah, that's great. That's real healthy, Jethro.
It was good. It was really good. Chewy, very good.
Yeah, you enjoy that sugar, honey. You've been told time and again, so we love you no matter what. I would think that, how about a congealed cranberry salad? No, I'm just kidding. Congealed cranberry salad. No, I mean, I can see people have, you can get dried cranberries that don't have sugar. They're delightful. And you could make like a Waldorf salad with apples and pears and celery. And if you want chicken, put chicken in there and some walnuts. You get crunch and sweet, a little healthy mayo and a little bit of apple cider vinegar and some olive oil. Just saying. Yum, yum. Sorry.
Love that. That's a very good idea. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're laughing. We've got quite a few of you on the phone. We'll be taking phones in a minute, a few of you. Please send it out to your friends, PsychicsGoneWild.com there and Facebook. We are five people away from hitting our next number, big number. We're going to have 7,000 people. And they said, no matter what you look at, we're going to have some fun, and I want you guys to just enjoy it and have a blast. We are going completely off the wall. Did you know, Melissa, you know, that wall hurts after you bounce off it. No, I'm teasing. Did you know that
there's a full moon in 4 days.
Ooh. Now, let's talk a little bit here. If you were doing energy, and those of us doing the full moon is a time that's very hyper in energy. Is it a time to start something? What's the best way to start that?
You know, everybody has a different philosophy about that. 3 days before the full moon, 3 days after. 3 days before the new moon, 3 days after. Never right at the time the moon hits, just because it's like you're coming and going at that point. Everybody has a different way. So some people say the full moon is for releasing and that the new moon is for bringing things in. It depends on what you're guided to do. I feel that there's no right or wrong. You'll feel what feels the best to you as you go along with your work. And this is a full moon in Pisces, so if you are looking at, full moon in Virgo, so if you're looking for things to release, you know, anything that's standing in the way, you know, karmically, health-wise, Virgo rules health, it's the sixth house, and then Pisces is the 12th house of closure, of all spiritual energy coming there to a head there. So Virgo is for service. You know, so whatever you're guided to do, I feel that people's intuition is very strong, and they sometimes, like you have so profoundly always said, they just need us to validate that, and I really love when you say that because I feel that that's truth too. And, for this full moon, I think that people, there's so many other things going on. We have Saturn retrograde. We've got Mars retrograde. Thank goodness Jupiter is direct. We have Grand Cardinal Cross coming. Cardinal Cross, my bad, I'm sorry. And just we're dealing with a lot. There's just a lot. So everybody, just be good to yourselves first. First and foremost, when you feel that energy that says no, you say no. When you feel that energy that says yeah, say yeah. Be good to yourselves.
And I want you guys to laugh. We've got a wonderful thing going on. You guys are seeing with me. We are checking the system tonight, so if you're getting a lot of energy, just bear with it. It's nothing bad. We're making sure everybody's getting in there. We say, hey, Jan Bach Drakey's in the room, and
yay!
DC Love, hey, the Wild Ones from Monday and Tuesday. And those of you who've tuned in, we've got some new videos you guys got to watch and listen to. We just hit the other video out there again. Einstein is going wild. Dr. Einstein and his way of telling everyone to listen to those wonderful, smart psychics on Psychics Gone Wild. We are having a blast. I hope you are too. Speaking of, let's get some of these fans and friends in here now to have some fun. 512, how are you?
I'm good.
We welcome you. This is Jethro and Melissa, and you are?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? Linda, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. So.
We're getting a lot of feedback. Do you have your computer on?
No, hold on. I have the TV on. Let me turn it off.
Oh, okay. It's interfering.
Okay.
Well, welcome you, Linda, and I can feel the energy with
okay.
you. It's like this is so hyper. So we got to have a little bit to go on because of time and limited with people behind you. But, Linda, can you give us something you want us to look in? What area do you want the question to be pertaining to?
It's to my, actually to my kids. I have three of them. Kayla's 13. Trent is 10. And Trevor is 8. And I have some trouble, and it's like they don't hardly want to, they're like afraid of me. I just want to know, is things going to get better? And especially my daughter, is she going to ever come where she trusts me again?
Oh, this is intense energy. Did you have someone in the house that was harmful to them? Because I'm feeling like they're very frightened of someone being mental abusive to them.
Well, actually, I was. Didn't mean to. But I was being mentally, or not mentally, but verbally abused by my husband.
And they watched this. They got to see him do this, and so now they're afraid of because you were their person there, and he was doing it to them, too?
Actually, I was kind of like doing it to them. Didn't mean to. I was just so frustrated.
Right, and I'm gonna let the ladies go first. Melissa Berman, are you?
Yeah, I feel that there. If you can get some therapy, and then maybe some family therapy to get some tools to bring this about. They don't have the tools, unfortunately, Linda, to do this on their own, and it's not their job to. And you're beating yourself up. Remorse is okay, but self-flagellation doesn't solve this. So if you can try to lighten up a little bit on yourself, but definitely you need to get some therapy. Are you away from that man now, or is he still in the house?
Actually, we're separated, going through a divorce.
Okay.
I see my kids every once in a while, but so like they're afraid of me.
Okay, you have to get some help for yourself. You've been through
a lot. I'm going through therapy right now.
Okay, so you're on the right track. They don't have the tools. So just
seeing counselors at school.
Okay, great. So that's a start. But remember, they're 13 and 10 and 8. So, and you're a grown-up who's healing. You're healing your wounds, and that's part of your journey. And congratulations on getting away from that, and congratulations on being wise enough to get help. That is not anything to be ashamed of. You understand what's going on. Once they see you blossoming again and that they can trust you again, things are going to turn around. It looks like you may need some family counseling, some family therapy together down
the
road.
That's what my lawyer is trying to do.
Okay, so then you need to trust that because this has to heal. You have to heal. And again, they're children. They don't have the tools, and it's not their job to say, okay, Mom, we forgive you. They have to understand that you're doing the best you can to get well, and they're going to do the best they can to stay well, and you'll be brought together through this. And eventually, I was hearing about 3 months for the family therapy, so it may take some time for let them have their tools that they're building, let you get some tools under your belt that you're building, and
I guess the main problem is with my daughter.
And what's her name?
her name is Kayla. She's 13. Does she feel
Kayla.
Real resentful?
I thought you said Caleb.
No,
okay.
Kayla.
Yeah, well,
does
she's
feel
13. Go ahead, Linda.
I mean, is she going to ever start trusting me? Because she said she really don't want to have a relationship with me.
Right. Was she doing therapy?
She's doing counseling at school, but mm-hmm. It's like she doesn't trust me. Is she going to ever trust me again?
Well, you have to really, really listen to what we're telling you with your heart and not your head, okay? And don't be afraid. She's 13 years old, and she's going to need more help. And down the line, it's going to turn around, but you have to do your therapy. I'm not allowed to predict or say what she's going to do. I'm being told guidance by your team, and your team is, this is where we are right now for the next 3 months, okay? And that's about all you can handle right now, and you need to trust that. She is in a lot of pain. She's in soul pain. She's 13 years old. It will take family therapy to turn that around. And you're going to just have to commit to the pain that you're going through and know that it will heal. And do some extra prayers. Call in your angels. Call in your guides. You know, check in with Jethro. Check in with me. But this is for the next 3 months. That's all you're allowed to know right now. Next 3 months, this is what's going on, okay?
Okay.
And be well. Take care of yourself, Linda. You're on the right track.
Okay, thanks.
You're more than welcome. Good night.
Good night. We bless you, Linda. Have a good night.
Oy vey.
Thank you.
And working with the cycle here, we're going through a lot of blessings. And those of you working on tonight, make sure you call in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We are having a little bit of time with the times of your craziness. So put back those thoughts and let it go. 440, what do you know?
Hi. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for
What's
calling.
Your name?
Oh, that reading touched me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're all trying to breathe from that one. There are a lot of angels present.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? All right, now we're going to change focuses here.
What's your name, girl? What do we call you? What's your
name? My name is Sharon. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Sharon. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm looking for a job. I'm unemployed. Since Christmas, around Christmas week. Wonderful, huh?
Yeah.
So, I know. Time frame, I'm starting to get responses on my resumes now, and I had an interview today. Do you see a time frame when I'm going to get back into the career force?
your team is screaming, April at me.
Oh.
So I'm thinking it's soon.
Okay, April.
Yeah.
Is that when I'm going to be starting? Because it takes a month, 6 weeks for me to. Because you got to go through two interviews. You know, will this be starting? Did they say the start? You know what I mean? Like sitting at my computer. Or is that too specific?
Okay, so between April and June is when all this is starting to come into fruition. So let it go, and now go into these interviews like it's the first of spring, and you are fabulous at what you do, and you're unstoppable, and you are a wonderful asset to any organization just by being there, which you don't tell them, you just show them, okay?
That's a very good point.
It feels like you might have, it feels like your guys are sharing 2 to 3 with me, which means 2 to 3 interviews or 2 to 3 opportunities, so please just let this guidance wash over you, wash through you, and you take charge and you take command. I'm going to let Jethro now.
My finances, that's what I'm so worried about. You know that's for the okay, go on, Jethro. Sorry.
No, you're fine. No, Sharon, that's what we're here for. That's what the Gone Wild is, and we're being wild, and I'm feeling the energy, and this is where we work with it. I can feel the energy with you happening out very strong with the work. They're talking to me about the guys did some of this for a little bit as a break for you because you are such a good person. You've put out so much energy. You're having a little bit of problem taking the energy in, and I'm feeling it.
I'm stressed about finances. Next month, it's going to start being tight, boy. Whew. I'm going to get through this till I start my job, aren't I? I'm going to be able to make – I've never been late for a bill, Jethro. I'm sweating.
I can feel it, Jared, and you got me. I'm going to want to cry because I can feel the
relax.
Guy's doing it, and it's going to be all right. Yeah, relax.
Okay.
And it is a humble thing a little bit to just, you know what? you call the individual sometimes, like you said, a little bit, okay, we are, you know, this is the wildest thing in this country, and I'm going to probably really shock you out of your suspenders, Sharon, but the country is, and the world as we know it, are living within out their means. So 98% of the people are living within what they can't afford. You're one of the few of us who's still got that old common word budget and living within your means. I apologize, my neighbor dog gets really excited, and tonight's one of those nights we haven't cooked anything in a while, and he's getting angry, but he's barking away right now.
So
Sharon, while we talk,
oh, I love it.
It's live. It is live. So what I feel with the energy, they're telling me that you are going to be all right. I'm also hearing from them, the angels and the guides, this is a time to also start putting those thoughts together and start looking at some ways you can financially make some money. I do see some other work, like helping other people and doing some situations.
Doing that now, part-time.
Yeah. And that's where I see the money coming. So that's where I'm going to stick with
it.
And you're doing good. I feel like that is what they're telling me. So, you know, and I love when you come to... Yes. Okay. So we love that, and we want to thank you for coming in, Sharon, and giving us a chance to help you here and what the guys are saying. So we look at those the reading tonight, welcoming all of you to call that number, and we'll go ahead and give you that time. We've got 3:05. You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to have a reading tonight?
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Maria, we just met a girl named Maria. I know you're sick of that. Hi, Maria. How can we help you?
I'm going through a difficult situation. My dog is dying. He has bone cancer.
Oh.
And some of my relatives want me to put him down, and some of my relatives want him to die naturally. And I'm in the middle of this, and I really would like to see what the dog wants, and
that's
I don't know.
Correct. That's exactly correct. And your job is to sit with that beautiful, beautiful, angelic puppy and talk to your dog. This is your homework. Your dog is going to let you know. Your intuition lets you know. Your guides are not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you point blank because this is a bond between you and your puppy angel. And your dog is going to tell you. I will share with you because this was really loud. Putting him down, is it a boy?
It's a boy, yes.
Yeah, putting him down is not meant to be. Okay, there's your cue and your clue. Putting the dog down is not meant to be. Euthanizing him is not the choice.
Okay.
However, you got to talk to the dog, too. Oh, I just spoiled the bean soup. But seriously, they were yelling at me, no, 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 don't put the dog down. But you, the heck with the rest of your family, you don't do what they're telling. This is your dog. So bless your family, but you and the dog have this sacred bond. Jethro?
And we want to welcome with, and I agree very much with the animal. And I got through out of the room, so I'm back again. I know something about an animal, and I'm feeling this. No, it's okay because it's good for me to get this, Maria. Then I have to read you raw and fresh. What the guys are telling me with you that there's other situations. I'm feeling the really positive intent with you working with some animal energy anyway because they keep saying that your guides are putting you into this other sensitivity, Maria. You have always been able to kind of feel and go through. But there's something that's time for you to take a level of it. That's to start really utilizing your ability. I feel like you've got very much psychic ability.
Yes, I do. I communicate with my dog a lot, but by now I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Because I know he's terminal, but I'm blocked.
Right.
And I feel
but
that you're
really
working
aren't
with
blocked. Oh, I'm sorry, Jethro. Forgive me. Go ahead, Jethro.
We're both on the same page. And thank you, Melissa. This has been a night I couldn't get a word in on this show. It's like I had the last person was like, whoa. So it's what I'm feeling here. I'm real sensitive, you guys. Please bear with me. It's been a busy day. But I'm feeling here with Maria that the guides are also saying with the work of it is that this is part of what's happening for some other work with you, too. The guides are going to put you into this level, and I feel that it's going to have you work with the energy over there. You're going to do this for your animals. You also want them to feel that love and that type and that work and that guide work. So you're going to also start working with him because of the terminal so that you can see him. And, you know, you're going to have to, I don't want to make you cry, give that command later for him to stay over there on the other side because he's going to keep coming back and forth and be with you. You'll still have that energy. And I feel this is what's also going to open. And you see this a lot with people. And I could tell you, the guys are telling me that you're going to open up your other part of the energy in the heart here because of that. Why right now that center's doing the tears is that, I'm sorry, I'm making you cry, but it's like that energy there is the love you have for him. And then when he's free over there and the energy goes, the blessings are going to be there with you so strong. And I feel so much love coming from you. I love you. I can see why the animal is going to come and see you. Then he won't be hurting. He'll be over there playing with you and having a party.
And when you speak with him, Maria, give him permission to go when he's ready. I'm here for you, my love. You go when you're ready. You're safe no matter what.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're so welcome. We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
We're at that part
this
of the show
this...
where we need
to... I'm sorry, Jeffrey. This is all this Pisces energy. It's just...
It is overwhelming, and we want you guys to take a minute. We're going to play one of Linda's songs here, and it's a cute one. She does it with her organ, our Tuesday girl. It's called Cartoon Parade. We need a little bit of a second here. We're going to relax. Take just a three-minute music note here. It's going to take us into a little bit of energy. And those of you know Linda, who works with our Tuesday family, Linda Irwin, Cartoon Parade. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We've got a couple other readings, and I want to clear it up. We're having a little bit of crazy Skype people. I want to kick them, so I'm going to be back after I do that. Beautiful, and we love that. Linda, one of our phenomenal psychics gone wild musical people. We've got to hear my guitar, and I had someone tease me about when they did listen tonight that I played it on the Psychics Gone Wild. I will be putting my music on. Melissa also is musical, and let's change the avenue for a few minutes, then we'll get to it. Melissa, this is something that's a very good question. I had this question put into me Monday, and I've held on to it because I'm not on Monday or Tuesday, so I had to wait because I didn't want to steal someone's, but on this show, I want to ask this question. Melissa, we have all heard the different musical notes with the chakras. Melissa, what do you believe? Do you believe the C note resonates to the heart chakra or the purple, or do you think we're playing the wrong tune and it doesn't even resonate?
Wow, that's beautiful. I have my own way of humming through the chakras, and I never sat down to find out what notes they were. So I feel that if it rings true to you, do it. If you can get to a keyboard and see how it feels, try it. There's bells work really, really well for the chakras too, you know, a ding, light bells. So I don't think there's any right or wrong there. I think it's really what you find works for you and your chakras. Everybody's got a different way of doing it. I know there's aren't people want me to say yes, it's C, and it's like, and I can't. I wish I could, but it's so different for everybody's path that my only suggestion would be to see how you feel when you hit C for the heart chakra. And if it really resonates for you, then that's correct for your body.
And I love it. I love that.
Okay.
No, we're okay. We got weird energy. No, we didn't get to this. I believe that I do the chakras, and I also am in conflict. I love this. See, this was a question. That's why I had to bring my friend Melissa in here for us both to go, because I think they resonate to both. And I've had times that it's obviously been very positive for me, and all of a sudden I will swear that the heart chakra is doing with C note, and it's working out, and I'm doing the green. But when I'm in the right vibrational, because they told me I read with my heart chakra, I've always thought it was the purple, because it seems to be the crown. So I would have to say the flow and what you're into. I just can't put a stamp on it. It's like, you know, and it's ironic because musically we all do know that the toning, the resonation, is it Hanna? Is the form that you call it in California? Is that correct when you guys are doing Hanna? it's like a form of to it's like you do the ow e I e o u.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not my
okay.
Well,
that's about yeah. We got you guys are right.
I did
like
that in college for you know because my degree's in theater, so for we did ah. No, I think that it's you know you could start for the root chakra. What is that? Like an E below? You know a D? What is that? You know it's sort of like how low you can get your voice. And bring it up and then bring it back down again, that's fine too.
We got a person right in there saying, Melissa Berman is an award-winning, she was in a movie, I've seen her, and she was in D.C. in Blues Alley, and she was also in Don't Tell Mama in New York.
Yep.
She is very good theatrical person. Jethro,
thank
don't
you.
Mess with her. Okay, I'm not messing with her. I love people. It's like we were just asking a question. You're like, Jethro, you don't know. We were talking theatrically about a system, and mathematically you pushed. I had some friends, and we were joking. This one's I kicked on New York, and we had to wake them up. Sometimes they sleep, and they know their job is to tease me. And so I wrote them back and asked them if we had to put them down yet. So now they're back, and they're telling me not to put me down, to wake me up and send me off to the moon, hopefully without a jacket. So I'm like letting them know we're back. Psyche's gone wild, wilder than ever. We've got quite a bit of fun here. Let's grab some people. 310, what do you know? 310.
Hello, Jethro. Hello, Melissa. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is Lynn, L-I-N. Hello. Good to talk to you all tonight. I have a question about business and my finances.
Go for the gold, Lynn.
Okay.
What's your question? That's what I always
say. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
as soon as I said that, I went, she thinks that's for guidance.
I
always say, go for the gold.
I'm really feeling that, like what you all were saying about this time, in this time, you know, people are wanting to do things to help others, and that's kind of like what this business idea that I have, it has to do with nutrition. And kind of helping people nutritionally and, you know, and all of that. And, you know, and then I want to know, like, about my finances. What's happening? I feel that something really wonderful is about to happen. But, you know, do you feel or see anything, like, within the next month or so?
Well, I'm confused about your question. Are you asking should you start a business or are you
yes.
starting a business?
Yes, yeah. But the one, you know, what I have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Well, what do you do to bring in income now?
Well, right now I get like a salary. I have like, right now I have like an inheritance that I have.
You have
and,
what? I'm so sorry, I can't hear you.
An inheritance.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, and
okay. Okay.
But, you know, I really like, you know, when people ask me, you know, health questions, you know, and all of this, you know, because I guess they just, you know, like the way I, you know, keep myself together and everything. But I want to help people with this. And, you know, I'm just thinking, is that a right area for me to go into or...
Well, you have a lot of creative energy, very artistic, artiste sort of
yeah,
energy.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
that's really a big, yeah. big, 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 big part of who you are. So
yes,
don't
yes.
do anything
yeah.
that you think you should do. Do because you're drawn to it. So if you're drawn
okay.
to be a nutritional consultant, you need to take some classes. You need to get some
yeah.
sort of certification in nutrition. And there's plenty
yeah.
of places you can do that. You want to go holistic.
Yeah.
But it feels also that you're being pulled in this creative, artistic direction.
I know. I mean, I'm in a creative area. You're
mm-hmm.
right. I love it. I've always had this artistic, you know, everybody around me, my children and people, you know, I'm just, I just feel it. I feel that creative energy and I'm there. But, you know, I don't know.
Right, right. You're at a crossroads. Jethro, what say you?
Yeah.
I realize that I feel like the crossroads, and I'm filling in with you a lot of energy. They're telling me that you have one of those conflicting totems. You have a totem that's very positive, working with things and wanting life to go together, and you have another totem that's very conflicting and pushing out energy to make sure that everything else is going into another level of making sure that you're getting everything handled. So this is causing this energy with you, and it's, I'm feeling a little bit of pain here with you, Lynn, that this is whatever. I don't know what Jim. Oh, that sounds like the race is on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I live
it's okay.
In Hollywood.
It's all right. It's all right now. I could sing that song now. What it's like as you're going into it, what the guys are telling me is that your other expansion has also began to really take in. Something's going on with your Pisces and your chart, because I can feel it too. And I'm a Scorpio, but I'm having something today. I haven't figured out the astrology, and I will look here. I've been trying to find my numerology. I work with it very well. Something is going on today. You were talking about Pisces energy, we know in the sun, but there's something else happening here. There's a complete strength and energy today that's putting it out, Lynn, and I feel that you should kind of take a little time to yourself, take a bubble bath. They're telling me water energy, relax, a little bit of things, and then instead of back and forth, what should I do? The drum, you remind me of a little kid going boom, 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 boom. Relax, sit back, feel okay, and say the answer will be there and know it. Do a relax, and when you get up in the morning, do the energy, and there it's going to be, because they said there's something else that's going to really click. You're going to do what's already the guides are there.
You. Yeah, I believe that. I do. I so sincerely believe that. I'm just feeling that creativity, that something is just, you know, I really, really accept what the two of you are saying. I think that's just, right on. Yeah.
I feel
all right,
that.
Well, you keep us posted because we're rooting for you.
You know, are we lucky? And go to focusgonewild.com and put in for the prizes. I haven't got to give any away. We've got some jewelry tonight. One of our fans from... ladies and gentlemen, this is some beautiful jewelry, and I'm going to be giving away those here as we're going. Melissa, you've got to entertain them while I grab the little card. I haven't even opened them and seen what we've got. She sent them and said, give one of these away on Melissa's and give one
away. Oh, wow. I love Linda's music, so.
Okay. Arduino.co. It's Advent Boutique. AVDBOUTIQUE. And they're a beautiful set of purple and green earrings in beautiful shape of love. The necklace is held with a heart shape and an energy. And she's got three of them for the earrings. And those earrings are, this is funny, I'm now with my date. I'm looking to see, because I got to be honest, there is no earrings. Jethro is a dootsy. Those are not... if you don't know what a dootsy is, it's one of Jethro's own words. It's kind of a dough head with a little bit of ouzo. It puts it together and it makes you, what'd you do, you dootsy? So this is coming out as a beautiful necklace, a purple one. We're going to give that away here to the people that write psychescondwall.com. If you've already put in, we keep it. We keep your name. So just hang on while I go and grab a name. The last winners we had, let's run through real quick. We've been giving away stuff this week a lot. We had... DR Richards, you won, and we had Maddie Queen. Maddie Queen, you should be getting that in the mail. Please call in and let us know. We love you, and we want to know if you got those prizes. You won a big Jethro Loves You package, so you got a free Psyche's Gone Wild t-shirt. You got three books, two from our other people. You got one from Gary Wimmer, Pamela Cummings, and one from Jethro Smith. Diana McClintock, you wild girl, you also got a big bunch of stuff, and we put a bunch of things together for you. I know you're over here in Florida. We love you. Remember, your name's still in again. You guys are in for the final. You will be getting cards in the mail here this week. I'm letting you in on a secret. Hang on to the invitations. There's a number in the invitation. The special number is going to win, yes, what you guys wanted, psychic reading. So $120 reading, plus you will win a signed autographic book of Living in the Psychic Realm by Jethro, a half an hour with Melissa Berman, and we had to top it off because of all the things you guys put in. You also will win two other shirts, and guess who the two new shirts are? They're the shirts that are coming out at the end of the month, DC Love and Jan Bach Drakey shirts. They're going to be in. So get them. We have the original shirts. If you guys do have them with the gorilla, there's only me and Gary with have the gorilla on them. We want to bring the gorilla back. So if you have a chance, write me anywhere. You can write on psychicjethroaol.com. Send it in a napkin. Throw a spinach at me. I don't care. Get it to me. I'm going to send it to him. I want the gorilla back. The gorilla with the headphones was too cool. And so those shirts will be out there. And we had another upsurge that there was friends that didn't get the Amy Kavanaugh shirt. So that's the collector shirt. Now you know, we're like coins, you know. The only one that, and now you guys found out, I'm going to find out the secret. If you've got an Amy Kavanaugh mermaid shirt, hang on to it because there's only a few out there. I think that the few here in Florida. And then we had a little bit of a moment, and they're remaking those. So that's what's going on, and I'm going to grab a name here. We have got Denise Christensen. You are the winner of the necklace. Woo-woo, girl, go there. I've got your snail mail. You win by putting that in. I love you guys. When you put in the snail mail, it means you get it quicker than me having to try to contact you. You'll get that baby in the mail. We're also going to give away a little bit of Linda Irwin music here real quick. This is a few minutes here before we grab the phones. Don't get frightened. We're just having fun with you. Here we go. We've got Songs of Experience music collage by Linda Irwin. There's three, and this one has a lot of music. Dance in the Overlands End File, and I can't even, you guys are going to laugh at me. She signed it, Linda Irwin, with Loves and Kisses. This goes to Mark Letting in from Iowa. So Mark Letting, you also are going to get that in the mail. And please remember when you get your mail, any of you guys that have been in the contest, do it. We're also giving away Jethro Smith Psychic Empowerment Protection and Bloopers CD. So those of you who've gotten that, we will pick one here. It's Christina Albert. Christina Albert, you are the winner of that. Whoa, we are having a lot of fun. I hope you guys are having fun. We are going to continue on and get some more prizes out to you guys as we go into Psychics Gone Wild. 561, what's going on, 561?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, you never thought I'd shut up, did you? You can tell me. I could feel it. I could feel
what's
it in your...
name?
Wait,
oh, sorry.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I wanted to ask you, Friday I got fired on my job, which was my birthday too. So
happy birthday. Anyway. Oh god.
Yeah, it was actually I was not surprised. The feelings were mutual, but I thought they would at least give me a little bit more time. I was only on the job a month. So I had another interview. I had an interview on Monday. It seemed to go pretty good, but I wanted to see what you saw about me finding another job.
You want to look for something that makes you happy, something that mm-hmm. makes you look forward to going to work every day, not just a job.
Right.
You want to work with people that are on your creative level, and you want to work with people that understand your really cool sense of humor. And so you've got to just stay with that mindset. It feels like you're juggling some other things in your life right now, and it's kind of making doors close because you're not looking at some of these things that need to be addressed. So look at the things that need to be addressed so that these doors can stay open for you. They did you a favor. You didn't want to be there anyway. You have a great attitude. You have a great attitude as far as knowing your worth, knowing where you want to be and all of that stuff. Take a look at some of these other issues. Only you know what they are. And then let these doors stay open. Jethro?
I agree very much. And they're telling me the guys that there's some other situations that are coming in real strong for you, that the next 2 months is going to be like a tidal wave. You're showing me it is warm, things happening, and things going again. I'm a little more concerned about you're not doing right with your diet or something. There's something going on here with your food.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat better. Like today I was eating more raw vegetables, and I'm trying to eat a little healthier. So I'm trying to exercise too more, because that job drained me. Like those people sucked the energy out of me. When they did that to me, all I did was, okay, and I stood up, walked out. I didn't fight. I didn't say anything. I knew that I was too good for them.
You are. You're a sweetie, and we love you here. And, you know, the really ironic thing is that little pit of, you know, crawdad faces, it can go pinch off somewhere else. And it's like, I feel like the guys are giving you a blessing by getting the thing, but I see you regrouping. And I am, you know, this is the kittle calling the pot black. I'm the worst one you've heard all through. I'm the sugar addict. I'm the one that's porking out. I sneak, you know, Snickers in whenever I can. And I've been working on it, too. The guys are telling me to make sure that, you know, to listen to what they're telling you, because they're also saying that we've got to love ourselves and care. there, and it is like you're physically putting back that protein. To let you know, I'm telling something over the air. I fell yesterday for no apparent reason. Something really odd hurt my face, and realized that I put out so much energy like you're doing with people in readings. I'm not taking it in. So we got to start taking care and love ourselves. They're telling me that there's something really good going to happen, that you're going to do like proteins and work, and I see you getting it in. And then I see that the love and the other energy, the next job, they're showing me people working together. You're a team worker. You're out there working together, and you're dealing with all these little fuzzy-faced, little hairy under the bed things. I don't know what you want to call them. I don't like those people. They're trying to say a nice way of calling them a dirty word.
Yeah, I was harassed every day. What was their problem? Why didn't they like me? Can you tell me why?
They didn't respect you because they didn't know how to. You know, that's their thing, not yours. But good for you.
You also
were
a good worker. And, you know, good workers are, people don't like good workers because you showed them up. You were in there and you were on time and you were doing it. And they wanted you to be part of their goofy game. You showed them up, so they had to look at themselves, realizing that you were actually doing integrity, being a good worker and doing the right things is what I'm getting. And I feel very sad because there are a bunch of oddballs that wanted to assert authority and play games. And when you didn't patty cake or play in the right way, that's why they did it. They're also really in karma. You were in with a bunch of grays, and that means energy-wise they weren't black and they weren't white. They were gray, and so their chaos and their negativity were making you sick. I'm glad you're out of there. I know for you that the work is there, and I feel you going. I'm so feeling that angels are going to do a blessing. I can tell you from my own past life, there's been times where you walk out of it, and like you just had, And I don't think you'll always get the answer, but I can tell you they were great. And I get a negative feeling that had you stayed there, it would have took from your life. They were taking the force from you so hard.
Yes, exactly. They were harassing me emotionally, physically. Yeah, I mean, I was being harassed on a daily basis. They really should be sued, but I wanted to shut that door.
Are you going to file a claim against them or anonymously, or just, you know, let other people know to watch out?
I don't know, because the more I keep it alive, the more it's going to keep me in the past.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I thought about it. I really did, because I felt like I was being discriminated. I have proof and everything.
Well,
I
mean,
really wanted to. Yeah, I could probably.
You need to do that so another person doesn't have to go through that. That's part of your mission. And it won't suck you back into that. But you have free will, so you decide what feels right to you. But you won't be sucked back in. But they need to be turned in.
They knew where I was. Actually, you know, I have a different address, and they were trying, you know, they were like saying where I lived and everything. I think they thought they would scare me. They weren't scared of me one bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glad you got out there. You stay good.
Yeah.
Do you think they've harassed other, do you think they've done this to other people?
Yes. And they'll continue to do it. If you come in and you're strong, protect yourself. And if you, you know, put light around you and work with your guides more and your angels more and pray about it a little bit if that's your truth, or meditate how you want to proceed. You may just want to put a nasty thing on Yelp and be anonymous and wait a couple weeks, you know, wait a few months, you know, like when, so they don't know it's you necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when do you think I'll be working again? Because I can't really be without a paycheck here. I'm living with people. I need my own home, and I need a good job.
Well, it feels like you're making it happen. Just keep going. But if you feel any kind of residual from this, you know, just stay in the light, do a sea salt bath, fluff it off, and keep moving forward. But definitely, if you...
Oh, from them, yeah. Yeah, Monday, I didn't feel like I interviewed very well because I was still in that negativity, and I was very, very nervous. I couldn't even remember my address. I didn't know what was wrong with me.
Mm. Well, you've got to clear the energy because there's some stuff stuck. So take a sea salt bath or sea salt shower if you don't have a bathtub, and just, you know, do a little. You got to do a little homework on this, though, okay, Lisa? You got to do a little inner work on this to move you forward. Because that kind of attack is prevalent right now because it's clearing out, and so be the strong warrior that you are.
Yeah, they did me a favor because I would have had a nervous birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Somebody give you a big old cake. Good for you.
Yeah,
Stay in the light.
A big old pink slip.
I name you Cotton Candy Pissed Off.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We've got 5 minutes. We've got to run because they're going to give us that push in the back. And I want to know why they push me in the back. I loved that when I was a kid on the swing, but when you guys do it as an adult, it's not right. If you're standing aisle at the people at the store, don't rush me, big girl. I'll get through there when I'm ready to roll. I have a thing I got to tell you. I'm having one of those, let's get on our soapbox. They had someone write to us, what is this complaint? That gets me. What about you, Melissa? When you're out there in the world in the day, what is that pet peeve that just makes you crazy?
Oh, entitlement drivers are number one. and you know, people that, I have so many pet peeves, seriously. Do you want them all? It's like, people that just pretend, I think it's people that don't want to own their awareness. I think that's hard. Sometimes you can be in a grocery store and people bump you and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then some people look at you like it was your fault that they ran over you with their cart, you know? Or they're driving and they're bobbing and they're passing and they're being mean to people. Or, you know, it's just people that think they know it all and they really don't, but they still act that way. It's kind of off-putting. Those are some of them.
See, and now we laugh, get people writing and go, Jethro, you guys, we're teasing you. Well, you shouldn't have asked if you didn't want to know. That bugs me. And I got to tell you what really bugged me is when people grab the food when I'm looking at it in the store. Don't you see that I want to eat it? I don't have a hold of it because I'm bored, like hanging there doing a puzzle.
What do you mean people grab the food? What?
They grab it right out of your hand. I mean, like you're grabbing something in your hand, and they're like, grab. Yes. And it's like, we had a joke because they told me that this was a different groups doing it. It's like, that really bugs me. And it's like, it's just one of those things that'll make me crazy. I had a person that was like 5'4" trying to do this to me in California, and I'm like carrying it out. This woman was like on my leg trying to get it back with the food. I'm like, no, no. And
that is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. You mean you're at the grocery store? I've seen that happen like in bargain bins, but you mean at the grocery store you're picking, say, this, I'll just, for lack of anything, this sandwich, and somebody tried to take it out of your hand?
She did, and what was really kooky about it was there was one perfectly later with it, and she just wanted the one I had. But see, there, and that's what the one told me. They said, it's just like, you know, if you go in and buy meat, you know, and this is something you'll find from those of us who've cooked or chefs or in the food. You want the right texture. You want something that's cut against the grain. You want it with a slight little bit of marble. You want it just so. So when you find that, like a tri-tip, it's like finding gold. It's just like you said, like a bun. And I understand now. Someone told me the right, and I go, Jethro, you know, how do you shop? Because this happens to me, and this is a chef here in New Jersey. Yes, and now he is. And he's right. He said that's why it's happening. Because I've had other people tell me, they're like, I've never would have dealt with that. You know, and I laugh. You guys got to realize, I come from a Native American family. My mom had a karate chopper, and like, we had a lady kept pushing us in Kmart, and my mom pushed her back. I mean, she like pushed her hard enough that she fell down, and she goes, I told you, you've hit me twice with that cart, and it hurt my legs. She goes, I have cute little legs, and I want to keep them cute. Don't bruise me. And we all laugh. And it's like, mom.
Wow.
But she just can't. And I go, Mom, you know, you really shouldn't have pushed her. She goes, she did it twice. I told her. And we're like, oh, my gosh, we'll be kicked out of the store. She's like, you know, they don't give that good of deals anyway. So we went, had the time together. I know you guys are laughing at me. We're down to the last 3 minutes. We're just BSing, talking to you. Thank you for Psyche's Gone Wild. I do want to thank all of you that called in, 573-3210-579. A lot of your phones would not come through tonight. I don't think it's it is actually Blog Talk because I've been working with them. I've got to tell you guys, when you come in, if you hit the one to talk to us, then it goes through. If not, it won't let it in. So you've got to hit that one if you want to talk to the host. So
yes, Olivia please. Will guide you. Olivia says, if you wish to speak with the host at any time, press 1 to get into the queue. That's our girl, Olivia.
We love Olivia, and you guys will love her too if you work with her. But we want to thank all of you guys. Don't forget to get with us on the PsycheScottWall.com to get a reading. I know a lot of you guys are asking. I have a schedule there. If you go on there right now and you look on the schedule, I was just checking this out for a friend of mine. He's telling me that you can catch it. I'm Melissa Berman's site. She has her email, everything there. You can catch on the website. She's American Federation Certified Psychic Medium. We put together, we got some videos coming out. You guys, I've got to tell you, our number video that we're giving out, we're going to do our Oscars, Melissa. We're going to do a Psyche's Gone Wild give out to them. And your puppet one wins the big one. It was 52,000 within a week. It hit them with a bullet. It
we should
last
call them
time
the Jethroettes, though, not the Oscars. The Jethroettes.
To the Jethroettes, and the Jethroettes get out. You know, the number six video is Old Man Steve with Jan Bach Drakey and Peg Gently. That one came through and is hit with about 48,000. And
ooh,
don't you guys forget that we've got now, we've got out there Gandalf's one that he's done. We've got out Russell's It's Crazy, It's Mad If You Don't Watch Psyche's Gone Wild, What Is Wrong With You video. And we've got, we have some really good ones. And the there is now a video that they're working on. They're going to do a Harry Potter.
Oh,
and we
wow.
haven't heard out of our 5 days who will be the person that they pick for it. If you haven't listened in, check it out Monday, because we got two videos out there for Gary Wimmer, DC Love, and Mystic Haven. They've went wild, and they're out there right now. We did have the video out, and we are working with it. Those of you know, there's a video for Amy Kavanaugh and Dina Flanagan, and it's had a little bit of glitches, so it's back in the garage. We're fixing it, putting a little bit more power under the hood. It'll be back out there driving down the street before you know it.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.
Jethro. Thanks, everybody.
Take care. You rock, Melissa. Till next week, remember to be wild.
You too.